And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Local government tyranny reached new heights in Florida, where the state Supreme Court refused to hear Sandy Martinez's appeal after she was fined $165,000 for parking violations on her own property. Martinez and her family had four cars parked in their driveway because there's no street parking available. When one tire ended up on the grass, the town started fining her $250 per day. She tried repeatedly to get code enforcement officer to verify that she fixed it, but those efforts proved fruitless. So she eventually forgot about it, and the fines, well, they kept piling up. Then the local government noticed cosmetic cracks in her driveway and tacked on an additional $75 per day. And when a storm destroyed her fence, they added another $125 per day while she waited for insurance. The courts ruled that Florida's constitution against excessive fines only applies to the daily amount, not the total, which apparently means municipalities can now fine residents into oblivion for trivial violations, and there's nothing stopping those charges from compounding forever. And we thought HOAs were bad. Speaking of government dysfunction, Salem, Oregon just reappointed Kyle Hedquist to their community police review board. You know, the guy who murdered a teenage girl in 1994 because he was afraid she'd snitch on him for stealing. He drove her down a logging road, shot her, and dumped her body. And after 27 years in prison, former Governor Kate Brown commuted his sentence, and now the city council voted 5-4 to keep him overseeing law enforcement. One city councilor said Hedquist brings a perspective that most of us don't have. Yeah, well, most of us haven't murdered teenagers, so I guess she's right about that. Senator Ted Cruz is warning that college football faces an absolute crisis as the NCAA transfer portal decimates state university programs. Yeah, I agree with that. And you combine it with NIL payments, the system now rewards poaching rather than development, with players leaving schools after years of investment to chase bigger money. Cruz says smaller programs cannot compete and rosters are rebuilt annually. And the focus has shifted away from academics and character development. The NCAA abandoned meaningful oversight, letting donors function as professional agents. That's exactly what's happened. 19 states are implementing minimum wage increases on New Year's Day, with some jumping more than a dollar per hour. California leads the charge with one of the nation's highest state minimum wages, while many increases are automatically tied to inflation regardless of economic conditions. Business groups are warning that mandates remove flexibility during slowdowns and disproportionately hurt small employers in retail and food service, potentially accelerating automation and discouraging entry-level hiring for young workers. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.